It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our broadcast this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, we thank you so much for taking time out and joining us once again here on Regional Radio, and we thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend this week. Thank you so much for bringing by Sam.
Thank you, as always, for having us. We are excited to introduce Sam to everybody. He's a handsome orange and white tabby who's only maybe a couple of years old.
A young orange and white tabby, so as you can infer, or most of you probably can infer from that, we are dealing with a feline this week. Sam looks to be a cutie. You can see a photo of him online under Pet of the Week on our website at northwestmoinfo.com. We'll talk more about that later, though. Terry, if you could, first tell us a little bit about Sam and what makes Sam Sam.
Well, Sam came to us off the streets. He was wandering along in the winter, and a kind person brought him into the shelter. And, you know, his personality came shining through, and he's a love bug, 100% certified love bug, who craves human attention and meows to get people to come over to his kennel, and he loves to be held.
It sounds like a win-win for Sam, finding you guys at the shelter or being found at the shelter, you know, because Sam not only getting in off the streets when it's cold and getting into a more nurturing and loving environment with you guys there at the shelter, but also, like you mentioned, once he was in your care, sounds like he was a bit of a social guy.
He really is. He, like I said, loves people. He gets along well with other cats. And if you pick him up and give him a cuddle, he will just become a limp, a limp purring noodle. He loves attention.
He loves attention. And Terry, I'm guessing his transition at the shelter went all right now that he's looking for his forever home. And I imagine that social environment kind of played into that.
It did. His transition went really smoothly. When you have a loving environment and an animal that's full of love to boot, it's a win-win situation.
Terry, what kind of forever home situation do you think would be ideal for Sam if he could talk to us?
If he could talk to us, he would undoubtedly ask for an indoor-only home so that he could spend all his time loving on his family. He'd like to have lots of attention and ear scratches and tummy rubs and obviously be held a lot and just be the center of his family's world. He is so loving that we suspect he would be a great companion for a young boy or young girl who would like to grow up with a special pet of their own.
Terry, if our listeners want to find out more information about Sam, how do they take that next step or get in contact with you all at the shelter?
They can give us a call at the shelter at 660-359-2700.
Head online to our website at northwestmoinfo.com under Pet of the Week to find out more information about Sam. And again, check out the photos because the radio doesn't do justice of just how cute Sam really is. Terry, thank you so much for taking time out and joining us once again here on Pet of the Week this week. Hopefully, because of all your hard work today, we can find Sam a forever home.
Thank you so much again for having us. We are excited to see Sam go to a forever home, and we're all going to be just a bit jealous of that lucky family that adopts him.
Terry, thank you so much once again for all your hard work here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.